coming up this weekend at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum, the Charity Brawl this Saturday, February 17th. And here to tell us all about the Charity Brawl, we've got Lorenzo Gentile in studio with us. Lorenzo, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Andy, Matt. Thank you guys for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming in studio, and it sounds like this Saturday is going to be really awesome. If you can, shed some light on the details here. This Saturday, February 17th, the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. What's going on at the Charity Brawl?
So we have live boxing this Saturday at Elyria Catholic in the Coliseum, which is located at the high school. It'll be amateur boxing, roughly about 10 bouts. All the proceeds are going to go to the Elyria YWCA, which benefit the women's shelter. We've got concert quality lighting, sound, so we have live music played at intermission and afterwards and beforehand as everyone's coming through. We have DJ playing music, and it's brought to you too by Avon Brewing Company. So believe it or not, we will have ice cold beer there.
Makes for a great atmosphere, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Boxing, beer, what else could you ask for?
Right. Well, you and I were talking before we came on the air, and you mentioned, look, this is more than just about boxing. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to create an atmosphere where it's more like a show. Everybody comes, has a great time. Boxing just happens to be taking center stage.
Correct, yeah. Boxing's just the excuse. You know, we're doing this for the actual charity. You know, a lot of these young athletes, you know, they compete, they aspire to go on to the Olympics or, be a great, maybe the next LeBron James or whatnot. So, you know, we use it as a platform, more so as an event for the cause. And, we're really passionate about what we do. You know, my roots are here in Elyria, so we thought what better way to, do it than here at Elyria. I actually ironically graduated from Elyria Catholic some time ago. I won't show my age.
A couple years ago.
That'll work. We thought it would be a great, great platform, great cause.
Tell us about the cause, the Elyria YWCA. Why is that charity so special to you?
You know, Janine Donaldson, she's the director of the Y, and I've worked with her in the past on another fundraising event. We do a golf outing for the Y, which is very, very successful. And this past year, I sit on the committee with her on that. She pulled me aside. She said, I think we should try a boxing event to benefit the Y, because a lot of the youth, they've come up with, urban boxing and whatnot. And she said, that would be a twist, something different. And she asked me if we were up for it. And I said, yeah, why not? Let's do it. So that's how we got here.
Sure. Awesome. I'm curious, how long does it take you to guys get that gym set up, the Coliseum set up for this thing?
Well, with the help of you two, it shouldn't be that long. But
we signed up for that.
Congratulations. I got your commitment. No, it'll probably take us a good 4 or 5 hours. We're going to start Friday night. We've got a great production crew that comes in. NAC Technologies, they're providing all the lighting and sound. We've got professionals that set up the ring, just to make the atmosphere. I mean, we definitely want to not make it feel like a high school basketball event. You'll actually feel, like you're at a show quality event. So
sure. Lorenzo, I know you have a history with boxing, obviously, in the past. You're the promotions guy here. And as you mentioned, I mean, you wanted to bring it here because you're from Elyria yourself, went to Elyria Catholic. But what is it about boxing that draws your passion to it?
So the big thing is, I can't take credit for it, but my dad, Joe Gentile, mm-hmm. he's in the local Sports Hall of Fame, yeah, here in Elyria. He's also a member of the Akron, Youngstown, and Ohio State Cleveland former Boxers Hall of Fame. So I grew up watching him do this. He would promote events. He actually promoted, I believe, don't quote me on this, but the very last event, boxing event that was done at Elyria Catholic in the 70s was done by my father. So it's kind of neat to see the passing of the torch, kind of. And, sure, that's what really drove me to do this.
Well, and you were telling me earlier, too, that you promoted a lot of MMA stuff for a while, too, and now you're back into promoting boxing. How different are those two as far as promoting the events? Are they wildly different as far as that goes?
Wildly different. I mean, it seems like the buzz right now is MMA, and it was back in the day. I mean, we promoted from 2009 all the way up to 2013. And I'll tell you, you've got Stipe Miocic out of Strong Style Independence. I mean, he's the world heavyweight champ. You've got Cody Garbrandt. He was the lightweight champ. He just lost his title. You've got a big buzz in Ohio because you've got a lot of these young athletes that just, they're world champions. They're known all over the world. So it's a lot different. I have to say, it's harder to promote boxing than it is MMA.
That's interesting because, boy, you talk about your dad's time, you know, going back into the early 70s, right? Boxing was the thing back then, and now all of a sudden MMA is kind of taking center stage. You know, how did that transformation take place, and, like, what is it that made MMA just so incredibly popular?
You know, I think what makes it popular, if you actually watch boxing, they call it the sweet science because it is. It's almost like an art form. It's a game of chess. You don't see too many knockouts, especially at the amateur level. Man, when you go into MMA, it doesn't matter whether you're amateur or professional. You're going to see blood. You're going to see knockouts. You're going to see people go to sleep. That's what a lot of the, you know, demographic wants to see. So,
the car crash effect, is that kind of...
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. I would say you hit the nail on the head there. I mean...
No, that's interesting because, again, I know a lot of the boxing enthusiasts that we speak to, they talk about that, as you mentioned, a sweet science. But you're not necessarily going to see that knockout punch very often. It might be once in a great, great while. You might see that highlight punch thrown, but more often than not, that's not really what it equates to. Now, you know, we talked about how, you know, boxing's kind of the excuse. There's also going to be some Elyria Catholic flair there as well. As it sounds like there's going to be a band or a student from a band at Elyria Catholic is going to be doing the intermission, right?
Absolutely. So we have his name is Norman Hobbs, and he's a junior at Elyria Catholic. He plays with a band called Two Fisted Juice Box, and he's going to be playing.
Love the name.
Yeah, love the name. Isn't it great? He'll be playing at halftime and intermission, and then they'll do a concert for about an hour to an hour and a half afterwards. Sure. So.
Are the fighters from the Cleveland area? I'm just curious.
So we do. We have about 4 to 5 boxers from Lorraine, from United Boxing Club. And then a lot of the other fighters are going to come from maybe Cleveland, Detroit, Youngstown, whoever's available. We'll bring them in from other boxing clubs to compete.
Sure. I guess I don't know how the contracts and all work, but I'd imagine those guys in Lorraine have to be excited about helping out a charity that's right in their backyard.
Absolutely, they are. They're training hard, and they're looking to put on a good show. So we're excited.
Tickets are $20. Again, 5 o'clock, the door is open. 6 o'clock, first bell, this Saturday, February 17th, the Charity Brawl. You told me earlier that you have a matchmaker that puts these matches together. Now, there's got to be some sort of a science behind that, right?
Yes.
I've always been fascinated by that. When you put a card like this together, you said about 10 matches, is
about
that right?
About 10. We like to average about 10. That gives everyone about around 2 hours worth of boxing time, and then we throw in the concert and stuff with it. But, yeah, the matchmaker looks at the records of the people that need to be matched up. They look at their age.
Mm-hmm.
They look, obviously, their weight. You've got to match them up by weight class. And then, they just contact the two gyms and show up, hopefully make weight and put on a show for us.
That's awesome stuff. Well, again, as Matt alluded to earlier, you know, for some of the kids coming in from Lorraine, that's got to be a really awesome opportunity, being able to box very close to their backyard and, you know, to put on a great show. I know we keep coming back to that, how this is a show. You know, it's not just a card with 10 bouts on it. This is a show and a lot of cool things at play here. I think what's interesting, too, is it really puts into perspective how many cool things are going on in this area and how much good is done in this area with the proceeds benefiting the Elyria YWCA. You mentioned the tie-in with Avon Brewing Company as well. And again, having some local kids get the opportunity to come out here and box. And in the case of the two-fisted jukebox, we get to see a local kid succeed, and he's not even in the ring, too. So it's cool how there's just so much local flair with this as well.
Right. Yeah, our history is just we want to make it an event. You know, we just don't want to make it a boxing match or an MMA match. I mean, it's an event. And believe it or not, we get a wide area of demographic that comes. I mean, a lot of women get into it just as much. I mean, you think that it's just something that predominantly men watch. But, we get a wide group.
Lorenzo Gentile is our guest here talking about this Saturday's Charity Brawl at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. Again, this Saturday, February 17th. Doors open at 5, first bell at 6. 10 matches on the card. And again, it's not just a boxing event. There's so much other stuff going on as well. They're even selling beer at this thing. Avon Brewing Company. You know, I'm a big, big fan. and to me, you know, again, talking about the local flavor, just how cool that is. And to get back to the beginning of the conversation, we were asking, you know, how are you drawn back into this? And I think we got our answer with the charitable tie-in. But how did it come together? You mentioned Janine extended to you and said, hey, you know, I think we could make boxing work. You know, you'd been done doing the MMA thing for about 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. until they reached back out and said, what about boxing? So how long did it take for all this to come together?
We've been working on this for about 3 or 4 months now and just kind of slowly chipping away at it. I mean, the best example I can use is my wife. I'm going to go back to my wife. Happy Valentine's Day, Denise, by the
nice
way.
Work.
Okay.
Hey, well so, done. Yeah, you've done better. We've been here for 2.5 hours and completely forgot about that.
Right. So anyway, got my brownie. But, you know, she's a school teacher. So what do school teachers teach you? You don't wait till the last minute to study for an exam. So we've been working on this over, I would say, a course of 4 months. So we've just been chipping away at it a little bit at a time, and everything just seems to, you know, be falling in place together. So I mean, it's for the, once people hear charity, mm-hmm. you know, and what the cause is for, it just changes the whole dynamic of everything. So,
and even though you were out of it for about 4 years or so, it seemed like it was pretty easy to get you back in.
It was.
Because there are so many interesting facets to this show on Saturday.
Yes, it was. Very exciting. I was really excited for the opportunity to do this and, you know, excited for the cause to see how it benefits, you know, the women at that shelter.
It's always fascinating, too, to see how it comes together. You know, you mentioned you guys have been at this for, you know, 4 months now. And has that amazed you? Like, how easily and how quickly this has come together? It's easy for me to say easily yeah. come together because I'm not promoting it. I'm just sitting here talking about
right.
it. But, you know, has it amazed you, though, like how this has come together so quickly? And, I mean, I'm sure that you'll probably have a better perspective on Sunday when it's over and done with. But it seems like you've gotten a lot of cooperation.
Yeah, I have. It is. It's kind of, you know, the best analogy I can use is it's almost just like starting that, you know, that car, you know, mm-hmm. you haven't driven it for a while. It's been sitting in the garage. You go to put the key in it and it fires right back up. So, yeah, it has. Everything's come together. I've had a lot of support. Not one person just does it. I mean, it's a group of people that do it. You know, I have a great, great partner that I work with, Melissa Summers. She has Rise Above Media Solutions. She really was integral in putting a lot of this together as far as the press releases and the website and all that stuff. I mean, so when you have a team of people that you work with, you know, it's easy to be successful.
Without a doubt. I mean, it sounds like you guys put together a whole lot here at the time. I'm just curious, where does it start? Do you put down the venue first? Do you find the boxers first? How do you go about it usually?
You know, it was, I think we started with, you know, accepting the fact that we were gonna do the event.
Yeah.
And then after that, the next step would be finding the venue and making sure everyone's on board and, you know, going to a Catholic school, going back into the principal's office of a Catholic school to ask for permission to throw a fight and serve beer at the school. I graduated. That was a feat in and of itself. So, you know, listen, I consider this a win. So
I'd call it a victory as well. Yeah.
I was just going to say, for all the obvious reasons, that's a first-round TKO, is
that's
it not?
That's right. Absolutely. So.
No, that's good stuff. Very good stuff. Well, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you to watch this. But I'm curious, too, you know, when you're at the event on Saturday, you're going to be so busy. There's going to be so many things going on. Will you get to enjoy it at some point, or will you only have a chance to enjoy it after it's over and done with and you look back to see how successful it was?
So in the beginning days of promoting, oh, I'll tell you, I'm having, like, flashbacks. I never enjoyed an event till after it was over. It was just so stressful because you worry about the kids competing. Are they going to get hurt? You worry about, is the lighting correct, the sound? It was horrific. I would have nightmares about doing it. So as I progressed and now to this stage, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. I'm absolutely going to enjoy it, and I'm just going to enjoy all the people that are there supporting. So no matter, you know, whether one person shows up or 1,200 people show up, it's going to be great. So.
So you get a chance to actually sit there and watch a little bit and enjoy.
I do.
All right.
I do. I do walk around a lot because that's a nervous habit that I have. So I do walk around. So I'll probably get my 10,000 steps in, you know, according to Fitbit. But, yeah, I will enjoy it. I'll get a chance to watch.
I think every time an event like that's put together, it's almost like the duck effect comes into play. On the surface, everything is calm, but you're motoring like crazy underneath mm-hmm. the water, right?
You hit the nail right on the head. I couldn't have said it better.
Good stuff. Well, again, don't forget, it's this Saturday, February 17th. Doors open at 5 at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. 6 o'clock for the first bell, $20 tickets. And again, the proceeds benefit the Elyria YWCA. Lorenzo, this is a lot of fun, man. On a day like this where the news has been kind of doom and gloom with that shooting down in Florida, this gave us about 20 minutes or so on a much, much lighter note. This is a heck of a lot more fun to talk about for all the obvious reasons. So thanks for coming into the studio, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Guys, I appreciate it very much. Hope to see you there Saturday.